You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Alexander Weinling, the CEO and founder of Clean Origin, an industry and thought leader in the lab-grown diamond vertical, offering an affordable, ethical, an eco-friendly alternative to mine diamonds. Mr. Weinling, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So for starters today, if you would lay some groundwork here and let us know how you did get into the LGD space, or the better known as the lab-grown diamond space.
Well, I'm actually from one of those diamond families. I'm a third-generation diamond former diamond manufacturer, cutter, sight holder, you name it. My family did it. And I got out of it all in 2012. I just had enough. I was a history major in school, and for me it's always important to be on the right side of history. And to me, when this started coming up, it was so clear to me this was the right side of history. It was obvious to me that here's a way to change with the times for the better. And I'm not going to condemn any mined diamonds, and you know, that's all we had back then. But we got something better now. We have a better solution. We have a solution that's less expensive, definitely, in my opinion, greener, though I'm not a scientist, and speaks to the values of the current generation. You know, this is our only planet. Digging massive holes in it, so big they're visible from space, cannot be a good thing. You know, you can tell me how many jobs you're creating for miners, but I know I wouldn't do that job. I wouldn't ask anyone I knew to do that job. A diamond miner and a third world country wouldn't want my children to do that job. So, you know, here's a way to offer, in my view, the most beautiful stone in the world, a diamond, a 100% diamond. Here's a way to do it without any of that ugliness that's been associated with it for years. Here's a way to do it without getting involved with those big multinational miners, former monopolies, former imperialists, frankly, like De Beers. And here's a way to be truthful and honest and transparent with people and say, good news. This is the only greener technology I'm aware of that's actually less expensive than what it's replacing. So a Tesla costs a heck of a lot more than a Ford. And an organic apple costs a heck of a lot more than a GMO apple. But hey, good news. Not only is this better for the planet, not only is it lighter on your wallet, but this is a win for everybody. We're going to make a better world, be on the right side of history. So that's really what got me out of my chair and said, I got to do this.
And that is some good news right there, and really appreciate your sharing your position as well. How do you see new generations reacting to the diamond buying experience?
Well, the existing one is pretty awful. I think most people would rather go to the dentist than walk into a Jared's or a Case store. It's intimidating. Those poor folks behind the counter don't make much money. And if they want to make a living, they got to push you to buy something. You know, that's not, I mean, who wants that? And you got to choose from whatever they got in that showcase. And they're probably incentivized to push this and not that. And frankly, the markups are really high. That supply chain is there's so many places in it. You got the miners who sell their rough diamonds. Then you got the cutters who cut them and put their profit on it. Then you got the jewelry people who do their profit on it. And then you got, you know, that whole K's monster thing is it's a very, you know, it's a company kind of in retreat and reorganization. So they got a high margin. You know, that's just too many steps. There's too many people putting their fingers in your pocket. And then the experience is bad. So what we've tried to offer is on cleanorigin.com is, hey, we're going to take all the stress out. Okay, you come when you want, you leave what you want, you ask any questions you want, and you buy whatever you want. If you only want the loose diamond from us, heck yeah, go ahead. You know, you want to go to your local jeweler and make the ring of your dreams, go. I won't sell a mined diamond. That's just my personal value system. Be on the right side of history. I don't want any part of that past. So all of our engagement rings contain the small stones on the side are also lab grown. I think we're about the only one in the world that does that. I also won't sell anything on clean origin, but a lab-grown diamond. I want to be real clear about what we're about. So I think make it simple, make it easy, and serve the customer, all right? This is a young couple making probably the first or the second biggest purchase they've ever made. If they bought a car, they might have spent more. But this is big, big money, and they want to get this right. And we want to hold their hand all the way through it. And then after, so we offer a 100-day, no questions asked, return policy. We'll pay the shipping back. We'll credit your card, anything you want, no questions asked. Because that's how confident we are that we're doing the right thing. No one is willing to do that, that I know of. So what we need to do is just make it gentler for people and let them go on their terms in their time.
And I certainly appreciate it. Love your approach here. Tell us about how the ruling by the FTC has changed the industry, and is there more interest coming into the sector since that ruling?
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's nothing like sunlight and truth to make good things happen in this world. And, you know, it's kind of funny because what I call the mining interests were lobbying the FTC to say horrible things about lab-grown diamonds. And the FTC came back and said, you know, the function of the FTC is to protect consumers, not legacy industries. And we've looked at this, and guess what? This is a diamond, all right? A lab-grown diamond is a diamond. Just as much a diamond as a mined diamond is. The only difference is you have to dig a hole in the earth, throw someone down there, dig for their living, or suck the ocean bed sea floor. They have these giant ships. In fact, if you look up De Beers, it's very proudly, they just announced their seventh ship. It cost them $426 million. That's $500 million nearly. And it'll run around the planet and send this giant vacuum down to the seafloor and suck everything up and masticate it on the boat. That's chew it up on the boat and pull the diamonds out. And then, as they say, put everything back just like it was. Really? No, I don't think so. So this kind of leveled the playing field. It said both are diamonds. And that's all I want to do is like, look, I want consumers to make their own choice, but I want them to have the truth. So I don't say bad things about mine diamonds. If people want my advice on a mined diamond, I'm happy to help them out. You know, when some people on the site say, I think I'm going to buy a mined diamond on our chat box, you say, good, you know, great idea. Wish you luck. But, you know, I just don't believe it's ever the right thing to say untruths about someone else. And so it really kind of told the truth. It's been great. Business has had a lift. People understand now it's not a fake. Right. They even have been very strict about the use of the term synthetic. You can't use that in a pejorative or a negative way. Right. Because synthetic implies fake. So you can say it's synthesized. You can, you know, so they've been really good. It's been fantastic. And, you know, again, right side of history, just tell the truth. And in the end, I think you'll always prosper. And I think it's just the right way to live.
So true. Couldn't agree more. Today, we're joined by Mr. Alexander Weinling, the CEO and founder of Clean Origin, an industry and thought leader in the lab-grown diamond vertical, offering an affordable, ethical, and eco-friendly alternative to mine diamonds here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Weinling, there seems to be a lot of pushback from the mine diamond industry now. Can you tell us about what you're seeing from the likes of the DPA and others?
Yeah, this is existential for them. You know what they remind me of? I live in Connecticut, and about 150, 200 years ago, the biggest industry in this state was whaling. Now, that means that we hunted whales till near extinction because we needed their body oil to light our lamps and to oil our machinery. And it was a really profitable business. The town of New Bedford, Mass., just over the border, had the highest GDP in the world per capita. People there were the richest in the world from the whaling industry. And we hunted and slaughtered those poor mammals till near extinction. And then lo and behold, progress. Thomas Edison invents the incandescent light bulb, and Pennzoil discovers fossil fuel, and the slaughter stopped. But not without a fight. The folks who were making a nice life and a nice income off of the slaughter of the animals, of the whales, they fought with everything they've got. And that's where the DPA is now. They're going to say and do anything to make sure you don't buy a lab-grown diamond. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's honest. but I understand that it's their livelihood. At the same time, we're not perfect, right? I mean, you know, we traded killing mammals for fossil fuels and the incandescent light bulb, and, you know, so, like, nothing's perfect. But I have a saying, and I say it a lot to my team, and I say it to my kids, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, right? So there's no question in my personal viewpoint that lab-grown diamonds are superior in every way, ethically, economically, morally. And DPA has done a lot of things that I wouldn't do. Okay, how is that? I wouldn't do it. And they've even gone so far as to say that, they like to say that lab-grown diamonds aren't going to be worth anything and all this stuff. Okay, so don't buy one if you don't think so. They've set up a website called Lightbox where they say lab-grown diamonds are really inexpensive. We'll sell you a 1-carat round for $800, but try and find a white one or try and get them to actually certify it. So we send all of our diamonds to the same independent certification laboratories to grade them, to tell you what's the color, what's the cut, what's the clarity, and what's the carat weight. So you have transparency. So you can make your own decision. Well, they refuse to do that. No, that would be too open. And they're very proud that they've committed $90 million, including marketing, which is most of it over 5 years, to lab-grown. Well, let's do the math. $90 million to lab-grown, and this is their seventh half-billion-dollar boat? Well, let me do that math. That's $3.5 billion in mining boats versus 90 million over 5 years. And they just announced, they're very proud, the largest mine in the world that they have, the largest producing active mine in Botswana. They're investing an additional $2 billion so they can dig deeper and keep it, I don't know, pumping out more diamonds faster. So I'm up to $5.5 million on the mining side and $90 million on the lab-grown side, including advertising. I'm just not buying it. I just don't think they're being straight up. I don't blame them because, you know, the whalers did the same thing. But when you're on the right side of history, just tell the truth and be patient. It'll come.
Well, I got to tell you, this is certainly some eye-opening information, and we can't thank you enough for what you do through Clean Origin and for bringing focus to these important issues. Lastly, what are some things you would tell your peers or traditional diamond retailers about this new generation of diamonds, the shopping experience, and the young shoppers buying online today?
So your job as a retailer is to anticipate what your customer wants, what they need, and make it easy for them to get. No one's done this better than Jeff Bezos at Amazon. I think he's done it too well. But, you know, don't sit here and really, it's about mindset. So they've been programmed by the DPA and the likes of them to think I can only sell mined diamonds. And it's wrong. You can only sell what your customers want and need, period. End of story. That's your job. That's what Sam Walton did when he set up Walmart. What do you need? I got it for you, and I'll get it to you at a good price. So they should be agnostic. They should offer mined, lab-grown, anything their customers want to signify their love and commemorate their marriage and to make them feel good about themselves. That's what we do in the jewelry business. And we also have a really important social role, right? In our culture, when a woman wears a diamond ring on her left finger, ring finger, it signals to the world that that this person is no longer interested in finding a life partner, that they found one. And you know what? These symbols are important. They mean something to us. And when she shows that ring to her mom remembers her wedding, and if she's fortunate enough, her grandmother's still there. She remembers her wedding, and her little sister looks up and imagines what her wedding's going to be like. I mean, it's just magic when you get it right. But give people what they want. Okay, and I'm really straight with people. You don't have to have a diamond engagement ring to fall in love and stay in love for your whole life. That's up to you. It's up to you and your partner. It's a private decision.
Well, Mr. Weiling, again, we thank you for what you do in the space and for taking a moment to be with us here today. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further details on Clean Origin and or shop around. Where's the best place to do that?
You can go to www.cleanorigin.com. You get on the chat window there. You call us on the 888 number. We just want to answer your questions. We just want to help you find whatever makes you happy. And you can even leave a note for me there, and I will definitely get back to you personally. Just say, please pass this on to Alex. It's advisor@cleanorigin.com. And, you know, we've got just, we have the finest people working with us. Our team has a simple instruction. You don't get paid more by selling more. You get paid more by satisfaction points. You get paid more when I hear a customer just is so happy and they had a great wedding. And if you go and you look at our reviews on Trustpilot, you will see that. You know, that's what we're here for. So, yeah, just reach out with any question you have. And we just want to help you get that perfect ring and make that perfect day even more perfect.
You got to love the approach. It sounds like a win-win all the way around. Again, Mr. Weiling, all the best on behalf of Clean Origin. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, friend. Cheers.
And back at you, we've been speaking with Mr. Alexander Weiling, the CEO and founder of Clean Origin, an industry and thought leader in the lab-grown diamond vertical, offering an affordable, ethical, and eco-friendly alternative to mined diamonds. And for all the details, visit cleanorigin.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.